Hey everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, Split ran away with the box office title, leaving poor Xander Cage back in the dust. Let's do it!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown here on Popcorn Talk. This, of course, is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then, what do we do, Carrie Lane?
Our Quinn's not here to, you know, because she says it with such enthusiasm.
That's right.
But she'll be back, guys. Don't worry. Everyone, like, panics feeling that. I think it's a thing called prognosticate. Now, yeah. How many of you did that at home?
That's right. We prognosticated about the box office this coming week. So I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie.
And what's up, guys? My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And we'll be having the live chat up. We love when you guys chime in with us. If you're watching it later, comment down below. Let us know your thoughts on the box office weekend. What movies did you watch? And what do you think of the numbers?
That's right. And of course, folks, as always, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. So yes, and as Carrie mentioned, the chat's up and running, so hop on in. Mm-hmm. And while we do that, we'll hop into this past weekend's box office. Coming in at number one, very much a surprise, I think, from our discussion last week.
It's one of those yes and no. I am not surprised because we have seen many a times horror movies do really well. We haven't had one in a little bit while. Our engineer, you want to chime in there? Hello.
Neil. Hello. In the booth.
Hello, everybody. Yes. This is Neil in the booth.
Yay. So Neil made an excellent point of why this Shyamalan, I only make fun of it because everybody kind of does. Not that that makes it okay, but it's kind of funny to say it that way. I normally love his movies, and it's been a little while since he's had a good one. But Neil, if you want to give a really brief, why do you think this one did better?
Sure. Well, looking at his body of work, he did really well when he was paired up with New Line Cinema, which is a subsidiary of the Disney company. He split ties with them when he wanted to make Lady in the Water over creative differences. They didn't think that a fantasy movie, an original fantasy movie, would do well, and he disagreed. So he used his own fame and money to get that movie off the ground. And since then, he thought that he could just do it by himself. So he did The Happening, which blew. And did not do very well. And then after that, he did The Last Airbender, which was awful. And just the pacing in those movies was not very solid. The acting was, you know, stilted. It was just not very good. So I sort of surmise that he needs a leash to be good. And then if you look at his more recent movies, he did Devil, which was very contained. So that did well. He tried to span out a little bit doing The Visit, which was okay, but it did okay in box office. And then this one, which I believe was produced by Universal, apparently did well, and I think it's because he has that leash back. People can tell him no, and I think that's what he needs.
Yeah, and Neil's right. It did very well for Universal. $40 million this weekend.
Yeah, and a couple of you in the chat are commenting that you've seen it and you liked it. If you've seen it, no spoilers, please. Please, no. But let us know, did you like it?
And certainly, without giving away
$40,000.
What a slow box office!
Just kidding. $40 million is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And those in the chat, as Carrie is saying, no spoilers. But there is as Shyamalan Ding Dong likes to do. There's always like a little. Sometimes just twists at the end of his movies, and there's one at the end of this film. And I've heard mixed reviews about this twist. Okay. So without did you enjoy this twist?
Somebody said yes.
Ah, okay, interesting. Okay. Admittedly, without seeing the film, but hearing what the twist was, I was like, oh, I'd be interested to see how that played out. So
I'm curious.
Curious enough to go see it in the theater, or wait till it comes to you at home?
Matinee.
Ah,
or cheapy day. Serenity says Last Airbender isn't as bad as y'all make it out to be. If you put aside your fandom, just watch it. No, if you compare it to the show, it's really bad. Like, the one part that stood out so much for me is, like, there's this epic battle with the waterbenders, and in the animated show, there's, like, this giant, almost, like, tidal wave destroys the ships and everything, and literally in the live-action movie, it's like, whoop, wave, and you're like, what? Like, you had excellent source material, and like, just almost copy it. Just change it a little bit. But it was, man, it was bad. It was just like the most underwhelming battle ever. You're just like, really? That's all you...
Mm. Yeah. Like, Serenity Q26, I appreciate your comment. And I agree that The Last Airbender is better if you put a, if it's better than, you know, watching it objectively if you've seen the TV show. Mm-hmm. If you try to put away the fandom, it's definitely more, like, slightly more enjoyable. But empirically, it is an awful movie.
Okay.
The plot doesn't make sense. The acting is terrible.
Casting choice is
the
not great.
The framing is bad. The lighting sucks. It's not a very good movie.
Yes.
Well, we see Albert in the chat saying it's more of a reveal than a twist. And then Hugh Halen says the twist is good and could set up a franchise. So.
And Hugh, I like your earlier joke about prognosticating, by the way. That was amusing.
Also the people in the chat have been chiming in about XXX. I honestly thought, given Vin Diesel's Fast and Furious franchise, how beloved that is, that him coming back with a franchise that is kind of similar in tone to the Fast and Furious would do really well. But it came in number two, only $20 million, even though it's doing well internationally. But
it's one of those, like, 20s, but put you at number two, so that's good. I didn't think it'd be number two.
I mean, it's interesting. I look at this film as, and I did get a chance to see it.
Oh, so you did?
I did see it.
Oh,
yes.
Did you like it?
It is a big pile of ridiculousness.
Okay, that's what chat room agreed with you. They said it was very ridiculous, but a fun action movie.
Yes, I would agree. Okay. I would compare it sort of like to Fast and Furious 4,
okay,
where it's kind of putting pieces in place to for the next film. Like, gotcha. With 5, I felt like everything really came together to be awesome.
Right.
And I feel like it sets up a lot of things in motion, or at least sets up the deck where the next film, if they do another one, would be a lot of fun to watch.
Now, what about in comparison to the second XXX movie? Did you see that one?
I did. Gosh, I've seen all the XXX movies. I don't want to brag.
Well, I love the first one, and then the second one I just really had no interest to go see. And so do you need to see the second to go into the third?
Well, no. I mean, all you need to know is just Ice Cube was XXX in the second movie.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
And I somebody commented on our last one of like, no, we have nothing against the XXX Ice Cube one. It's just more when you take a franchise and you completely change the main character, it's kind of like, oh, wait, huh? Like, it's not necessarily bad. You're just like, ooh, change gears. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll probably see it eventually, but.
No, I think it's, I mean, it is, and actually somebody I work with, her brother wrote the film. So,
yeah,
it's pretty interesting. So, that's F. Scott Fraser wrote this. So, and from what she was telling me is that this was languishing
in development. The newest one?
Yeah, the newest one.
Oh, okay.
Cool. This film was languishing forever because Vin couldn't, there wasn't a script that Vin approved. And so
I guess that's good.
Producers reached out to my friend's brother and just said, you know, Vin's been rejecting every script that's coming around. Would you mind taking a crack at it? And everything you see in the trailer from, you know, riding the motorcycle underneath the wave to skateboarding down the sides of trees and stuff like that was just all stuff that he added in. And Vin read it and loved it, and so they made the movie.
I mean, in a world of extreme sports are still big now, but not, I feel they're bigger probably like, I don't know exact time, but like a little while ago, like X Games, when that was like a thing that you would want to watch on TV. But we still have a culture of appreciating those extreme sports and crazy stunts, so anytime it's in a movie, it's always like, what are they doing now? You know,
I will say though, compare between Vin Diesel as Dominic Toretto in Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
And then here's Xander Cage in XXX. Much more entertaining to watch as Xander Cage.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, he has more charisma as XXX, right? Compared to, I feel in Fast and the Furious, he's much more, like, reserved.
It's all about family. Yeah.
Come
on. Yeah. So I'm like, well, okay.
But I feel he has a little more swagger in XXX.
Yes,
like, playful.
For sure.
Okay, cool.
So much more fun to watch in that respect. So I'm like, all right, this is a Vin Diesel that's more fun to watch. Like, it... Like, now that Paul Walker's no longer in the franchise, if Vin Diesel was acting more like this in the Fast and Furious franchise, just a little more loose, it'd definitely be much more fun to watch. But
well, the trailer for the next Fast and the Furious, I was like,
whew. A little serious. We'll see.
And that one just has some stunt things that you're just like, yes, I'll probably see it anyways, because I watched all of them, too.
Of course. but I will
you're
say,
like, yeah.
If you're a Donnie Yen fan, especially you got a little taste of him here from Rogue One back in December.
And then my Bollywood lady, how's Priyanka Chopra?
I like both of them. And
oh, wait. The other one. Deepika Padukone.
Yes. Both of them were great. Really liked them both. And Donnie Yen, if you love Donnie Yen, he steals the show.
Yay.
So
cool. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you
like both of those girls, so sometimes
if you want to see a fun movie, I mean, it's, you know, the plot, it's one of those where you don't think about the plot very much because you'll start picking it apart and it'll ruin your enjoyment of the film. So just go in and have a good time.
We forgot something this
week. I know. I thought about that too as I was driving and I was like, did not do it. Folks, you know, I know we promised
I
week
saw
after
someone's
week.
Comment that I'm like, that's not what they were referring to, but I'm like,
yes.
It's just a movie that came out that, you know, you want to explain what we were supposed to do?
Oh, we were supposed to be revealing, since like 3 weeks back, we were supposed to be telling everybody about our top five films of 2016.
But Quinn's not here, so maybe, you know, next week. It's fine.
We're conveniently coming up with excuses every week. It's almost like Richie Sky having to go see.
But I hope you guys could tell that we're like, we forgot.
Oh, like a Richie Sky dodging a box office bet film. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, thanks about my hat.
Oh, look at that. It's very nice.
My fuzzy beret.
It's just as fuzzy in real life, folks. Yeah, it takes everything that you have just to not want to go and just run your fingers over the top of it. I restrained myself. I did. I held back.
Hold on. My pink hat. They were talking about the show. Anyways. There will always be. Yes, Serenity, it will always be next week.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, you know.
I like Sky Patterson. Says he can't wait to see Fast 8, and after that, he's not seeing 9 and 10. Say right now, Sky. You're going to be so sick then after 8 that you're going to want to see 9 and 10. You can't just not see the end of this franchise.
Yeah, I would see it anyway. It's just one of those, like, since you've seen so many of them, it's like, well, let's go see it now.
You got to ride it. You got to ride it.
I forget if I mentioned last time. I finally saw the X-Men Apocalypse, finally. It was, but you know what? I think I didn't hate it as much as everyone was going to say how bad it was because it was built up to be so horrible that I was like, not atrocious.
Yeah, Olivia Munn killed it. Psylocke.
Oh, she was weak. Yeah, that was a weak link of like that character had like nothing going on. That I was like, I wanted more, and I like that character. Like I know the comics a little bit, and I totally watched the shows. I loved all those shows in the 90s.
But then at the end of the movie, where she just like slinks off, like.
But I feel that could lead into another one. Oh, maybe we did. I feel we did have this conversation. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, and then. Did I say it last week that I saw the new Underworld one?
Oh, how did you like it?
Maybe that's the thing. I'm like, we talk outside, too. Then I'm like, wait, did we talk about it here? The newest Underworld, I did enjoy it. I don't know if it's necessarily really strong alone. But, okay, here's the thing, guys. Do not re-marathon Underworld if you're going to see the next one. If only because they spend the beginning of the subsequent movies going, by the way, this is what happened last movie in, like, 2 minutes. And I was like, but I, like, just watched it. I don't need to see it. Can I fast forward this part? Because they did it a little bit in the second. They did it in the third. I think there's a fourth. Yeah, there was more than I knew. I was like, well, there's another one? But the newest one that came out, they totally are like, here's what you miss if you've never seen them. I liked it enough. I'm not... it's not really a spoiler. It happened in the last one. Her having a daughter, like... The mother-child storyline always... I generally don't find those that exciting. I'm like, yeah.
And at the end of the last film, they were able to rescue... was this Michael?
Michael.
Whatever? Yes.
He was set free, but they don't know where he went. And so in the Underworld Evolution, Michael is in it a bit. He's out of it for a little bit because we talked about how like that character's so interesting and he's not in it. And you're like, wait, hold on. Then the third one, where it's like humans find out about vampire, that one I didn't love either. Cause I was like, really? Just a basic premise was kind of annoying. But that one, he's like not in it at all. And then in this one, he's not
either. Mm-mm. Cause at the last one, he shows up at the end, right? Cause there's a whole thing. They have to try to rescue him and they free him at the end.
He was frozen and he's been let out of it.
Yeah.
And so then you don't know where he went though.
Ah, gotcha.
But in this one, he's not in it.
At all?
Spoiler, not spoiler.
Do they even reference him?
Yes, they do.
Great.
I know, right?
Does it conclude the story or no? You could see more happening after this.
They could do another one, but they shouldn't be like, just stop.
Well.
And then is, just stop now.
Just stop.
It's a good little... bubble. Someone mentioned the Emoji Movie. I don't think we've talked about anything about that.
Sir Patrick Stewart will be doing the poop emoji, the voice
I'd
of
maybe
that.
Only watch because of that. No, I don't know.
This
Underworld is okay. It was not amazing. I won't say that. I wasn't like, this was so good, but it was it's a cool action movie. Oh, the only thing I don't like is as the franchise has gone on, vampires have, there's less like fighting. between the vampires and the Lycans, and they're just like, I'm going to use guns. And that just got really boring. I'm like, you have these supernatural creatures, and they're just using guns? It just was like, can we, like fight? I liked when, you know, Selene is fighting them. Like, that's the exciting bit. Like, give me some hand-to-hand combat. Do some crazy stuff, because there's Lycans, and they can crawl up the side of the building. Oh, this is the other thing, too. As they progress, it's different. The first three or something? Don't quote me, because I can't remember. Has the same director, and then it changes. Oh, third one's a different director, and you can totally tell. Style's different. Color's different. Also, the effects. The first one had much more practical effects, and as they went on, they did more special effects, which is like not
Len,
as good.
Len Wiseman did the first two. The former Mr. Whatever her name is.
He was married to
Beckinsale.
Mr. Beckinsale. Yes. it leaves it open. Sky mentioned there is a six underworld being planned. I'm not surprised. I just don't. I think she's still great, but it's one of those, like, she's supposed to be an ageless vampire, and it's been a while that I don't know if you can make it look like she hasn't aged at all in the past, like, what? While. Well, not that she looks old. She still looks fantastic, but it's one of those, like,
you can tell the difference,
even the character,
especially if you marathoned.
Yeah, even the character's like, I'm done with this battle. I'm done. I actually haven't seen the new Sailor Moon. I was like, yes, I have my Sailor Moon t-shirt. No, I didn't see that new one yet. I've been busy.
Just yet. That's a yet.
Yes. It's a yet.
Coming in back in our top five, coming in at number three, Hidden Figures from Fox. Another 16.25
million. Still hanging in there. Woohoo!
Yeah, doing well. Still gotta watch it.
I do want to see that one. Now, is that one you want to... We've had this discussion, you guys, too, of, like, how... What kind of movies do you want to see in theaters? But this one, too, I agree with other people of, like, there are certain films that you want to show support for, of them being in the box office. Like, it's a film that has women of color as lead characters. It has women as lead characters. And be like, no, they can make money at the box office. And so I would almost... I'd probably go just to help support that, in that sense of adding to the box office numbers.
I was told to run, not walk, to this. So
Nobody has said anything negative. Everyone's always been very positive.
Let's talk to the people who believe the moon landing didn't happen. I'm sure they're not good about this film.
Oh, no.
What's this malarkey? This never happened.
Yes. I'm looking through our chat. I know. Kate Beckinsale, though, does look like she hasn't aged much. She looks great.
She's a very attractive woman.
Hidden Figures. Oh, good uplifting movie. I mean, those are nice, too. I definitely enjoy seeing movies that you're like, you feel good at the end. You know, inspirational ones. Oh, actually, wait. Can we take a semi-tangent here real quick? Do you know the recent controversy with The Dog's Purpose?
Yes. Although I've heard that there's, like, more video out there that kind of shows it in bigger context.
That's what I mean. Like, that's part of the controversy as well, is, like, they show you one clip, then they jump to another clip. I mean, I don't really want to see the movie, if only because I bawl my eyes out just the trailer. I'm like, I can't watch this movie. But it's interesting, like, that's come out as a thing, and it's like, it's a movie, but promoting, like, animal adoption. So if you're going to boycott it, that's boycotting a bad purpose, and you're just like,
Yeah, it's, Universal was supposed to do the premiere and the junket this past weekend, and they ended up canceling all of it after that video came out, because they, as they said, they didn't want it to detract from the message of the movie. It's supposed to be that strong connection between human and animal.
So. Yeah.
And so they just canceled the junket in the premiere.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So, but now that you see that other story where they show the video in bigger context, then you're wondering, like, did they just jump to conclusions?
Absolutely. I think they did. I think because there's definitely cuts. Like, it just goes from one shot to a completely other shot. You have no idea when those times were. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, someone pointing out, I was watching online, that they're like, well, why is that being released, like, now? It was filmed a while ago. If it was a problem, then wouldn't you have been like, hey, look, I have this footage, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Just talking about trailers and watching stuff, so.
No, and, I mean, there was somebody from the AHA watching that.
Someone was on suspension, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, be curious to see with that investigation.
Exactly.
As well.
Yep.
As we're talking about animals, though, that segues nicely back into our number four film, Sing, from Universal. Two films in the top five. Another a little over $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, slowing down.
Still hanging in there.
Yeah, still.
Kids' movie.
Yep, still not picking my interest, though.
No, probably not.
No.
Yep.
Oof, no.
Yeah.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I see you sing.
Albin says, internet jumping to conclusions? Say it isn't so. I know, right? Yeah.
And rounding out our top five, La La Land. Another 8.35 million.
I'm interested, but see, that's also one that I'm like, I'm not rushing, but I want to. But I feel that one's also, I'm trying not to let people build that up because I ruin that all the time. People are like, and I'm like, stop talking about it.
Yes. I feel like that's probably a good way to go into it. Just, you know, try to go in with just whatever your expectations or hopes are. If you get built up by everybody else, because I feel like I did that. I got built in by everybody else. Everything I saw on Facebook or heard from people, and I was like, and then I just came out of it going, no, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah,
yeah. It was not like, oh my gosh, this is the best.
Yep.
Now, of course, those of you wondering the box office bet, which we like to do every single week.
Oh yeah, how much did that thing make?
We did, because you demanded a chat room and we listened to you. We did the Resurrection of Gavin Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And that, folks, I believe I did 1.2 million.
I said five.
You did, yeah.
Quinn said 4.
Yes. Maybe she said, Quinn said 3, you said 4.5. You want to see if you can go back down to 4.
Yeah.
And so the Resurrection of Gavin Stone did $1.3 million. Almost there. Almost in that sweet spot, guys. So, Carrie Lane will be excited.
I
know,
I have a couple stacked up. Like,
yeah. Now, one of the viewers, Tanya, who follows us on many other shows, she was Twittering me saying that she went and saw it and she really liked it. So... there you go.
I watched the trailer, and I'm sorry, I can't watch that character in there. Well, after watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm like, no.
Oh, all right. We couldn't get past the like, Ward. Agent Ward?
There we go. Yeah, no, Agent Ward. No.
Oh, sorry, Agent Ward.
But it is Angela Johnson, though. That did get my interest. I do like her as a comedian and actress, so.
Well... I mean, Tanya at least liked it, so you've got that going for you.
I was going to say, we have a couple other trailers that people remind me of, but we should talk about trailers at the end.
Oh, yeah. Before we get into anything else, just the folks let you know, we're going to be talking about the next box office bet, the three films we'll have to choose from.
Oh, did Monster Trucks not make the top five at all?
It did not.
Bummer.
I think it came in number 6 or 7.
Oh, okay.
It came in number 7 because 7. Rogue One was number 6.
Okay, well, it did...
All right. Yeah. The three films we'll have for the box office bet this week are A Dog's Purpose, one we were just talking about from Universal there. We've got Gold from the Weinstein Company, starring Matthew McConaughey, and Resident Evil, the final chapter,
whoop, whoop,
from Sony Screen Gems. So those are the three films. One of those is the one we'll be doing the box office bet for. So feel free to start chiming away, casting your votes there. I know, Albin, I feel like I can rely on you. I know we've forged this sort of relationship here that I can count on Albin to keep track of everything that's being voted on there. So chime away. Let us know what you want to do. In the meantime, though, we'll continue on with stuff. First, we'll touch with the international numbers real quick before we move on to talking about some trailers and stuff. XXX, as I mentioned, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage, led the international box office this weekend. So even though it only got $20 million in the States, did $50.5 million in 53 markets around the world. Now, this is basically its number one in 32 markets. And basically, in a like-for-like plays, is about 42% above Kingsman, The Secret Service, 4% over San Andreas, and on par with Paramount's own G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Interesting.
And G.I. Joe Retaliation. That was a more frustrating one.
I actually don't remember if I saw the second one. I know I saw the first one. I don't know if I saw the second one. Oh, wait. I think I did. But I don't remember. It was all right. I generally like most movies. It's like there's three categories. It's like I don't really like it, I really liked it, or it was okay. Like I don't. If it's a neutral, you're like, well, I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I think I liked it better than the first one because they ran into some of the more really super crazy stuff. But it was still like, yeah. Split this weekend's domestic champ took 20 overseas markets via Universal to open up above expectations at $5.8 million. And in fact, in the UK, the low budget pick opened up to $3.1 million.
It's not bad.
And La La Land held the number one spot in the UK for the second week in a row and has tapped another $18 million to date there.
Mm-hmm.
The international total is 83.7 through this weekend, and last weekend's offshore winter passengers crossed 175 million overseas, and Legendary's Universal's The Great Wall, super excited for it in February, scaled the $200 million mark internationally. And as we're wrapping up, Disney's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, crossed the $1 billion mark globally, while the studio's animated Moana sailed past $500 million.
Good job, Moana.
Look at that.
Yeah.
No love for Star Wars, Rogue One or Star Wars Tale?
Well, that one was already doing great, so. Yeah, they don't need more cheering. I think it's great, though, too. But, well, there's a lot of things in that movie that's good that I do both, though. So.
Yeah. All right, so now if we're talking about like more geek genre stuff, like there
yes.
one trailer, and I saw I kind of mentioned briefly in the chat, is they dropped the new Logan trailer.
It's
the last one before the film comes out in March. What did you think?
I think it looks really good. Somebody was comparing it to a Western. I do think it probably will be a very different tone than the previous superhero movies, which might throw some people off. It might be a slower burn like most Westerns, so... But they have some action. And I think it's cool that they're taking that character in that direction. Because it's like, again, it goes also with the actor of like, well, that actor is aging. And there are a lot of stories with Logan being older. So it's like great to go that way and like change it up a bit. Because obviously we've already done so many of the other X-Men movies and they've been hit or miss. So like, why not do a different style for this one?
I get, man, and me, so I always get my hopes up about this.
All my nerd friends are freaking out. So, are you freaking out?
It seems like I have high hopes for this one. And from the little bit of buzz that I've had, that it's just like, this is the Wolverine that people wanted to see Hugh Jackman doing. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great that we're getting it at all. It's a shame that they couldn't really perfect the formula until the very last Wolverine film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that if they couldn't have locked onto this quality of storytelling with the first two Wolverines.
Yeah.
But,
because they learned.
Yeah, they
hopefully
learned.
They go maybe.
Yeah, but yeah. I still, no matter how good this is, or like watching Deadpool.
Yeah,
I still. I mean, I did not love X-Men Apocalypse. I know your expectations.
I didn't love it, but
I just have very little faith in that franchise.
Sure.
Maybe they do better with just isolated characters.
Some.
I don't know. I don't think Gambit, if that ever gets off the ground. I know some people were commenting in the chat that it's on hold. I really have zero desire to see a Gambit film. Zero.
I just don't feel they can do it justice. He was one of my favorite characters growing up. And so I'm like, they're just going to do it wrong.
I like Channing Tatum. He's great, but I don't want to see him as Gambit.
Oh, someone was saying for Australia, can do a different style, but good different is not, don't do a boring one. Yeah. And then it's interesting having a main character be older. Why not?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Stop hating.
No, I like that. And, I mean, I like Patrick Stewart in the trailer as well, too. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Just the last little tagline that he has there at the end.
Yeah.
That last little scene. Just that little sway. Anytime you get to see Professor X swearing, come on.
Big fan. Looks cool.
Yeah.
I'll see it.
Now,
yeah.
I think they've done a really good job just kind of marketing this. Even just from the first one that had the Johnny Cash song in there. I thought they just really established, like, this is
the tone, everything. Yep.
Yeah. So I'll be jazzed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Any other trailers you saw that caught your eye?
Oh, yes. People are talking about the new Power Rangers movie. I'm actually kind of excited for that one. That trailer looks super fun. And it's one of those, I think that's kind of how Power Rangers should be. Of like, I grew up watching Power Rangers on TV. I went to the theaters and saw the movies. When they got past animals and went to trucks, that's when I was like, nope. But when they had animals and dinosaurs, I was all for it. It was great. And then they was like, Power Rangers Turbo. And I was like, no, peace out. I'm sorry.
Really? What about the kitchen utensils? That was, what, 2 seasons ago?
Wait, for reals?
Yeah, they did all various kitchen utensils. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I'm like, I would not be surprised. I mean, I was like, no. But the trailer looks fun, and like how they're doing it a little bit different. So I think that looks exciting.
The redesigned costumes.
They look cool.
But I don't know if I like the thing where they basically...
Like it grows?
It grows, but like with all superhero movies, they always have to have some part where you can take off the face so you can still see the actor amidst all the costumes. I'm like, ugh.
Well, right. With it growing, it reminds me of Guyver. Not MacGyver, just Guyver. That was like an alien thing, and it grew on his body, and I liked the idea of a suit growing instead of just magically appearing like it changes shape and consistency. But I mean, the kids look like kids and, you know, like young, and I like the variety of what they look like and their personalities and just like, hey, we discovered it. And I don't know.
And do you like Bryan Cranston?
Sure.
Just you popping around like that cool. All I kept on thinking when I saw that though was just what you find over like at Spencer's or whatever, like the little pin things that you push up so you can see your hand imprinted in it, and then you let it go and it goes like down. Like, there you go.
We'll see.
Like, he was just I just wanted to keep like doing like everybody does, that they put their middle finger in it and leave it there to make it.
Oh, well, I mean, Wonder Woman, somebody mentioned that too. Yeah, that trailer looks awesome. trying to see any other interesting trailers you guys are all talking about.
Serenity says Power Rangers is my most anticipated film with Wonder Woman. Love it.
I can't read how you say that, but they look like Iron Man. Yeah, but I mean, like, if the Iron Man suit functionally looks well and does well in film, why not kind of cater your outfit to it? Yeah, the new Transformers. Yeah. I don't even think I saw the last one, so.
I did with Mark Wahlberg, and he's back.
Oh, I missed that one. Yeah. I probably will watch it later. That's a franchise I don't love, but I've watched them.
I like the franchises, but the films have never really felt like executed up to the
strength. Yeah, it's one that's like, it's fine. And, all right, come on, keep voting, guys. We still have some time.
There you go. And Michael Bay basically said, like, I think this is going to be his last one. So I'd be curious. I would love to see what the Transformers look like when they get some fresh blood and they're directing
right?
and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to change it up. And if I can't read it all, guys, sorry, I'm like, I think the controversy on dogs' purpose, animals are on sets to be taken care of, and nowadays, any dog you try to, yeah. So you think it's not as big of a controversy? Yeah, I think it was just the wrong times. Kong Skull Island, I think that one's looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, there's some big, yes. Okay, thank you, Sky. Those are some other ones. A Cure for Wellness looks good and creepy. I saw that trailer. Have you seen that trailer yet?
I don't think I've seen that one, no.
Trailer is very basically a guy who, I only saw it one time, so forgive me if I don't remember it all. His company sends him to go check on a higher up employee who's at like this facility, like a hospital like place. And why he's sent there, you don't know, but it seems like really creepy and like you're sick, you don't leave. And things just start happening to him. And it just is very like horror and just like what's reality and what's real. So I was like, ooh, that looks really good. And then, Valerian looks so good. I'm very excited for that one.
Oh, all right. I still have to see that Valerian trailer.
King Arthur movie. No, that looks fun. Okay, that's the other thing. So many of these movies, guys, you gotta, like, give them credit. Like, they are... I mean, yes, we should hold movies to higher standards, but I do think there's a lot of movies I'm like, I just go, because I'm like, it's gonna be fun, and that's what you want. You're like, I just want my popcorn flick and be excited. I think Eddie Izzard did a thing. He's like, British movies are kind of like, but American movies are, like, eating your popcorn because you're just like, excited. I'm like, yeah, they're just fun. So King Arthur, I'm like... There are parts of it that are just like, but it looked cool. Have you seen the trailer for the
I've
new
King
Arthur?
I mean, Guy Ritchie just...
I do like Guy Ritchie movies, though, so I'm like, they're cool. Looks good.
I mean, they're supposedly working on another Sherlock Holmes film, so I wouldn't mind seeing that. I feel like the second one was... they really started kind of nailing down the style of it.
Oh, yep, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Okay, and now we're talking about like all the trailers coming. But hey, we'll touch upon it. Why not, right? We got a little bit of time. That one does look amazing.
I'm looking forward to that.
Baby Groot. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, I want it. He's so cute. He's adorable.
We'll be doing the box office.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh, that too. I know. I do agree with like why remake it with people and make it kind of exactly the same, but.
I just feel like it's never going to be as good as the animated film.
Oh, and then the. The Circle? I don't remember that one. The Circle? Or the War? Blade Runner? Yes. Blade Runner 2. I've seen a small teaser for it.
Yeah. Where you see Harrison Ford.
It's really hard. And he's talking to Ryan Gosling. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it's hard to really know from it. And then Alien Covenant? Nope. I'm already like, nope. Because they touch shit with their fingers and like don't wear their mask. I'm like, no. Life? That's the name of it. Then you guys chimed in last time, too. Life. That's another outer space one. They're like, let me touch it. And then, like, bad stuff happens. And you're like, no. The Shack, yes. I've seen that trailer. And too many other issues I have with plots of that. Have you seen that trailer?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Come on, Frank. You got to get on these trailers. Sorry. Apparently, I watch a lot of trailers. No, The Shack is like this guy's daughter disappears and is kidnapped and essentially murdered.
Yes.
And like he gets to go talk to God. And someone said Octavia Spencer. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
Well, it seems like he's going through heaven or some kind of other realm.
Yeah, well, he gets to talk to God about it and, like, forgiveness for that person. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Someone murdered and possibly did other horrible things before they murdered my child. I don't know if I'd be really like, yes, I can forgive them.
And this was Sam Worthington,
right? So I'm just
right?
like, ugh.
Yeah, that's who is. That's,
yes, yeah. I think so. And, yeah, well, guys, we can't talk about the Resident Evil. Oh, got Resident Evil vote. Yay.
All right.
Anyways. life looks generic. Yeah, it does. It just, it's like outer space. I mean, that one's Ryan Reynolds, and there's a few other people, and it's just, oh, yes. Okay, somebody mentioned another trailer. The thing about it is it's just like outer space, space shuttle thing, and things go wrong, dun, dun, dun. And you're just like, meh. It just doesn't look appealing. There's nothing new that you're just like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. Kung Fu Yoga, yes. Jackie Chan meets Bollywood. I am very excited. Oh. I was like, okay. This is how nerdy I was with Bollywood. I was like, do I recognize anybody? And I recognized one Bollywood guy from the trailer. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's in, like, Happy New Year. And I love that guy in that movie. That's a Bollywood movie if you guys don't know that title. But the other people, I'm like, I don't really know them. But I'm like, well, I'm glad he's doing some crazy movie. However, the trailer, I'm like, can I find it in subtitled version? Because the dubbing is bad.
Oh.
it looks kind of cheesy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie Chan. I love some Jackie Chan, but I don't know. All right, so folks, of course, we're talking about our three movies for the box office bet, but we also like to do a little box office look back about somebody that's actually starring in one of the films coming out this weekend. For this, I chose Dennis Quaid, somebody that too many of the other ones have been already, like, you know, like Mila Jovovich is already just like his Resident Evil. For,
Jovovich?
Yeah, Jovovich.
I was like... I don't think it's more, not a
Jovovich.
Joke. Jovovich. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's just there's all the Resident Evil, so no sense in doing that.
Okay, now somebody just put a whole bunch of trailers. Okay, Sky, we're not talking about all of them. Yeah, we did talk about a lot of them getting rebooted. Thanks.
So for Dennis Quaid, coming in number five, Yours, Mine, and Ours from 2005 from Paramount, $17.4 million.
I think I saw
I did not see that one.
I don't remember. That one I might not have. I think I saw the other something that was a similar, like, bunch of kids. And
kind of like...
Oh, Cheaper by the Dozen. I saw that one.
Yes, I did not see Yours, Mine, or Ours, but I did all right. Yeah. Coming in number four, Legion from Screen Gems.
I did like that one.
Came out in 2010, $17.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with Paul Bettany, right?
I did see that. Yes.
Yeah.
I did like that one.
Yeah, it was all right. Number six, coming in number three, Vantage Point from Sony, back from 2008, $22.8 million.
I like that one.
I didn't get a chance to see that one. It was good. Matthew Fox.
Good drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, came out 2009, $54.7 million.
I think I saw that and I like that one. Yeah.
Man, that was just a hair over 4,000 theaters. They were really, Paramount was really pushing that one. Coming to number one, though, if you like Roland Emmerich and you like his disaster movies.
I did like that one.
Then you've got The Day After Tomorrow. Yes. Came out in 2004, $68.7 million.
Yep.
Him, Jake Gyllenhaal.
That was a good one. I mean, disaster movies are a fun category in and of themselves, and some of them are just... There's, like, the scale of completely absurd, like, that's not going to happen to the, like, more realistic ones, and... They're just entertaining because it's a human drama.
That's right. I mean, you see the tornadoes are ransacking downtown Los Angeles. Yeah. There you go.
You know.
So, folks, we're getting close right now to our box office bet. Mm-hmm. And the one last thing we'll do before we go that is we're going to do our top five for next week.
Well, we do have to remind people, guys, these top five right now that Frank was just saying is not necessarily how good they were or how popular they are. But it is their numbers that they did for Box Office Weekend, because we've definitely talked about that, of like, why isn't this one there? And you guys have chimed in with some excellent films of his, but apparently Box Office, they didn't do it in the opening weekend, but they might have made it later.
Very true. Yeah, I mean, just looking at some of these totals, they do not stack up. Like, Yours, Mine, and Ours, its total gross was actually higher than Legion, but still its opening weekend was lower. So,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not even talking about stuff like Interspace.
Well, some people said Frequency, Any Given Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff, but just
box office numbers, people.
Couldn't beat G.I. Joe: The Rise of Cobra, guys. When you're in over 4,000 theaters, you're going to do pretty well opening weekend. Now, just before we get into our predictions for next week's top five, though, the five Resident Evil films have opened up with $17, $23, $23, $26, and $21 million, respectively. So,
well, the other thing with it, they've done. That's a good question. How much do you guys care about ads on TV, in the theater, billboards, bus stop signs? Like, how much does seeing it in advance affect your interest in it, knowledge of it, and desire to see it? Because I think generally any campaign where they haven't been going for a while is at least it's then on people's radar.
Yeah.
So then maybe when it actually is coming out, they're like, oh yeah, I've been hearing about that one for a while. And like maybe people are more inclined. Do you notice it, or do you go, hey, I've been hearing about that one for?
I will see like it on bus stops or billboards or on the sides of vehicles.
Yeah.
And I guess it's always just like, oh yeah, that's coming out. And I always just admire just like, you know, how they choose to interpret the poster,
right?
And, like, when they're doing it horizontally. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's those that are actually like enticing me in for the film. I feel like I still need to see something. So I guess maybe in the sense where it'll get me interested to go look at the trailer, and then from the trailer make my final judgment if I need to see it right away or not.
Yeah. Oh no, I can't read the name, but girl behind the counter in the theater ruined the reveal from Split for me. I was getting my tickets and she was so sweet and didn't do it intentionally, but still, oh, that sucks.
Oof.
Like you're getting like, I'm ready to go in, and then like here's the reveal. Oh. I've had that in movie theaters where you're like next to people as they're exiting or something, and you're like la 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 la, like run past them because they're talking about it as you're waiting. Ooh, that is very dangerous. Yeah. Serenity said, I only watch trailers. That's it. Don't pay attention to anything else. Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Resident Evil.
All right. So we've got, of course, Resident Evil. Oh, the final chapter.
We haven't been told what our bet is
yet. Oh, no. Well, we're going to do our top five for next week.
Ah, yes.
So we've got Dog's Purpose, Gold, Resident Evil, the final chapter. Will any of those enter our top five?
Oh, Gold. That's the one. Okay. Yes. It's listed as an adventure movie.
Yeah.
It actually looked kind of... Well, it's based on true story, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That one actually looked kind of cool. McConaughey, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. See, that one was one where I'm like, oh, yeah, that trailer. I actually saw it a while ago. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Carrie Lane, what do you think?
Do I think anything will break stuff? You know, I think Gold's going to do well. Okay, I'm not saying a top five just yet. I'm speaking my thought process on this. I think Gold will probably do well because that one is interesting. Everybody loves based on true story stuff. They're always like, oh, that's interesting. And the concept is pretty interesting. It looks like a fun, wild ride and like rags. It's not quite rags to riches, but still it's like people like... gaining money is always like, ooh, how'd that happen? Resident Evil, it's a, you know, definitely built-in franchise. Dog's Purpose has had trailers for a while, and everybody loves a good animal movie and pulling those heartstrings.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think there's going to be an actual boycott on it. All right, thanks, Alvin. Yeah, Dog's Purpose, 8, Resident Evil, only 2. Dog's Purpose ran with it. Yes, we do like that pun. Yep. Do you have a top five yet?
I think I'm going to do Split. I'll stay at number one. I'll put Resident Evil 2, Triple X, 3, Hidden Figures, 4, and I'll put a Dog's Purpose 5.
Okay, I'm going to keep similar. I have a similar idea with you, but a little different. I do think Split will probably stay number one. Resident Evil 2, Triple X, 3. 4, Gold, and 5, Dog's Purpose.
Interesting, bumping Hidden Figures. Yeah,
maybe. It's one of those, the other ones still might hold the spot, but new movies that, good point. Pointing out that Gold's not opening up in enough theaters. 2,200?
Yeah.
That is small, that's true. Okay, maybe I'll bump Gold out of 5 and put Hidden Figures at 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that would be Split, Resident Evil, Triple X, Split, Resident Evil, Triple X, Dog's Purpose, Oh, and gold? Yeah, sure.
Ooh, you're sticking with gold.
Yeah,
you say gold over Hidden Figures?
No, Hidden Figures is 5. Gold is honorable mention.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So very, very similar to that. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like it looks like, as Album was saying, that a dog's purpose ran away.
Yeah.
With it. All right.
Well, no, I said Resident Evil is 2. What did you say? You said Resident Evil. We both said Resident Evil for number 2.
Yes.
Yeah. So we think it'll do well.
And so a dog's purpose had 8 votes, and Resident Evil had 2. So it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a dog's purpose.
Oh, I said that for number 4. Yeah, right?
Yes.
I keep jumping around.
This is a comedy / drama from Universal Pictures. They're starring Dennis Quaid and a few other people. Josh Gad.
Comedy drama, yeah.
Josh Gad is the voice of the dog, so learning little valuable lessons left him the lifetime. What do you think here? Let's
type
it in.
I'm putting it at number 4.
Putting it at number 5. So, of course, folks, for those of you just joining us, or if you want to repeat the rules, the box office bet is, of course, where Carrie and I, or Quinn, if she's here as well, will bet on what we think the opening box office weekend will be for the film in contention, in this case, A Dog's Purpose.
The person that's closest to it. Agree.
Yes, it gets bragging rights. We get to just brag that we really understand how the box office works. Yeah! Just a hearty pat on the back, you know. But the person that's farthest away from the actual total will have to go see the film in the theaters and then come in and share their experience with us about the film. Mm-hmm. So, bet. Have you put your locked in your bet yet?
I did. Okay. I like that Jamie agrees with me.
I'm not even going to look up there, so as to not influence my betting.
Okay.
Give me 1 second here whilst I...
Okay. Star Drew said...
Wow, Star Drew! Star Drew, I'm trying to telepathically read your thoughts here, see if we're on the same...
I might be too high, but if I put it at number 4, I got to do a higher number.
All right. I'm going number 5 on that. Okay. All right. I'm going to go... Okay. All right. Here's one. I got it. All right. Carrie Lane, what do you got?
12.
I had 10.
Ah!
Oh! All right. All right. We will say... what did Star Drew have? No? Or were you just kidding me about Star Drew's prediction?
He said 6.
He just said 6? Ooh. All right.
Oh, yeah. Is it interesting that some, like, movies don't get sequels, but then there's other movies like Underworld and Resident Evil just, like, keep going?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta imagine that's just the international box office of play. Those are films that are just like, yeah, we can keep making them, and then we're gonna recoup our investment.
I mean, I'm planning to see Resident Evil. I'm gonna be marathoning all those as well ahead of time. Maybe not necessarily in one sitting. But with that one, though... I think the last two, they were like, yeah, this is the last Resident Evil. And I'm like, make up your mind. It's not like in the last one. All right, we have some other bets in there. We got 8.5, 10, 9, K9. Ha-ha, that's cute.
There you go. And Hugh says, my dog gave 3 out of 5 paws for a dog's purpose.
No, see, I just, as a dog owner, I'm like, I can't watch it. The trailer makes me cry.
But there's that moment there where Dennis Quaid reconnects with the dog.
That's what makes me cry.
There you go. Like, wait, is that you?
I think it's a book called Man's Best... I think it's Man's Best Friend or something like that. But it's a German book written in like the 40s, been translated into English. And so it's written very, you know, it's just not very colloquial, common day English. But he mentioned, like, he refers to female dogs as bitches, which technically is true by their definition. But the it's a book talking about, as a dog owner, it's an excellent book. I'll figure out what it is and I'll tweet about it. I'll tweet you. There we go. Hashtag Boston Breakdown.
All right.
But it talks about, like, domesticating dogs that, but all the last chapter is, like, loyalty to your dog after death. And, like, moving on to a new dog after. Oh, my gosh. If you ever had a dog, you'll bawl your eyes out. But it's an amazing book and great chapter. It's one of the things you got to go with through.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's, somebody said, like, adopting a pet is just knowing that, allowing sadness into your heart. Because you just know someday.
It's a what?
It's adopting a pet is just allowing sadness into your heart. Because at one point know you're going to. It's not going to end well, unfortunately. But you enjoy the time that
short
you are together.
Short lifespan, yes.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, that really somber note. Pets are beautiful. Pets are beautiful. Yes,
love
them.
Hug
and cuddle if you have them. Yes. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Box Office Breakdown, everybody. Fingers crossed. We see if Carrie Lane can do a hat trick for the box office bet. Get three films on the docket. Yes, let's make that happen, folks. Don't go see A Dog's Purpose. Tell your friends not to do it. So we see Carrie Lane, his hot, scintillating review. See how much she cried during that film.
I really can't.
But everybody, thanks for joining us here for this episode. Yes, so like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks everybody for hopping in the chat. And as always, even if the show's over, you can comment, as Carrie like to says. Like,
yes, comment down below. Let us know your thoughts on what we've talked about today, movies, and we talked about a lot. And what other trailers maybe we didn't talk about that you're looking forward to.
That's right. And if you want to continue the conversation with us even after the show's over, make fun of our box office bets or whatever. Caroline, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor. And guys on Twitter, do hashtag box office breakdown. There are some other ones on there and then some others that aren't related to our show, but still, then we can definitely see it.
That's right. So, and you can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie. And thanks to Neil in the booth with your wise insights about M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week, folks, for another episode of Box Office Breakdown. Have fun at the theater. Put butt on that popcorn.
3 Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.